She smiles faintly, and it continues to hover around her lips. This puts me in mind of how refreshing water looks after someone sprinkled it in a tiny hollow outside on a summer day. "Are you in love?" she asks. "Yes." "And her face and her whole being are special and precious to you each time you see her?" "That's right. And I might lose those." Miss Saiki looks at me for a while, and the smile fades away. "Picture a bird perched on a thin branch," she says. "The branch sways in the wind, and each time this happens, the bird's field of vision shifts. You know what I mean?" I nod. "When that happens, how do you think the bird adjusts?" I shake my head. "I don't know." "It bobs its head up and down, making up for the sway of the branch. Take a good look at birds the next time it's windy. I spend a lot of time looking out of that window. Don't you think that kind of life would be exhausting? Always shifting your head every time the branch you're on sways." I do. "Birds are used to it. It comes naturally to them. They don't have to think about it, they just do it. So it's not as tiring as we imagine. But I'm a human being, not a bird. So sometimes it does get tiring." "You're on a branch somewhere." "In a manner of speaking," she says. "And sometimes the wind blows pretty hard." She puts the cup back on the saucer and takes the cap off her fountain pen. This is my signal, so I stand up. "Miss Saiki, there's something I have to ask you." "Something personal?" "Yes. And maybe out of line, too. But it's important. For me, it is." She puts the pen back on the desk, and her eyes fill with a kind of neutral glow. "All right. Go ahead." "Do you have any children?" She takes a breath and pauses. The expression on her face slowly retreats somewhere far away, then comes back. A bit like a parade that disappears down a street, then marches back on the same street towards you again. "Why do you want to know that?" "It's personal. It's not just some spur-of-the-moment question." She lifts her thick Mont Blanc like she's testing the thickness and heft of it, then sets it on the desk and looks up. "I'm sorry, but I can't give you a yes or no answer. At least right now. I'm tired, and there's a strong wind blowing." I nod. "Sorry, I shouldn't have asked." "It's all right. I'm not blaming you," she says gently. "Thank you for the coffee. You make excellent coffee." I leave and go back down the stairs to my room. I sit on my bed and try to read, but nothing seems to filter into my head. I feel as if I'm gazing at some table of random numbers, just following the words with my eyes. I put my book down, go to the window, and look at the garden. There are birds on some of the branches, but no wind to speak of. Am I in love with Miss Saiki when she was 15? Or with the real 50-something Miss Saiki upstairs? I don't know anymore. The boundary line separating the two has started to waver, to fade, and I can't focus. And that confuses me. I close my eyes and try to find some center inside to hold on to. But you know she's right. Every single day, each time I see her face, see her, it's utterly precious.